We do have Nancy on line one. She was gracious enough to give us a call this morning. As we say good morning to Nancy Klein, Commissioner with Tipton County. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well today. Thank you so much for calling and kind of giving us a little bit of structure on this and walking us through the timeline. You had sent me a couple of the ordinances that have been passed over the last year or so, I'm guessing. I just talked, right before you called, I just talked about the story that we did today. So this is a done deal. I guess my first question was, who came up with this idea initially to ask NDOT if Tipton could have the 28 that runs through the city there proper?
I heard you. I listen to Party Line once in a while mm-hmm. I'm working here in my office, and I heard you talking about it. The reason that I sent you the documents, I wasn't sure what kind of a story you were after, and so I didn't think that I could offer any more than what the documents said, so I thought maybe that would help. I didn't realize that this was a top story or anything like that. So as I was listening to Party Line, I thought, you know, maybe you guys need some more facts, some more perspective on it.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yes. So anyway, a group of people, and I have the list of who they are, met with NDOT on July 14th, 2021. At their office in Greenfield. I was not included in this conversation. I don't know why, but that's where it began. And so a group of people decided, of elected officials and a couple of other people who were involved in that meeting, requested that that the state relinquish the to the city and county portions of the highways. The county is now responsible for 28 west of Tipton from just outside the city limits to almost to 31, not quite, that portion. Then the city is responsible for now, and that turned through town over to the city. Also included in this is that the NDOT is taking over 19, making it a truck route out by Tipton High School and the bypass that goes and connects to 19. So this was supposedly to eliminate truck traffic, semi-truck traffic through the city of Tipton. So you're right. It diverts the trucks down to Division Road. The county is also responsible for the maintenance on Division Road now. I mean, we always were, mm-hmm. but that's going to add more traffic to Division Road, so that's more wear and tear on that road.
Sure.
The mayor voted for it. I mean, he's obviously in charge of the city. Mm-hmm. It was brought before the commissioners. It's a joint ordinance. And so the two other commissioners voted for the relinquishment. I voted against. We were compensated the city $4.4 million and the county $4.4 million. And that was put in a fund so that maintenance could be done on the portion specific. I'm talking about the county now, the $4.4 million. To maintain State Road 28.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, in my opinion, that money will not go very far because it's in perpetuity. Forever, we're going to have to take care of that state road. So
it's not like they're giving you $4.4 million every year to maintain that,
no,
right? Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's a one-time deal. Right. You know, we can grow that fund probably. But anyway, if you have questions, I can answer the questions.
Well, I guess my first question was, what did you heard from the community that made you vote against this? What was your thoughts on that?
First of all, the community this was a done deal or in the works before the community ever knew anything about it. And the two reasons that I voted against it, Number one, it was in the paper, in the Tipton Tribune on Tuesday. I forget what the date was. But then on Wednesday or Thursday, in a couple days, we had to make the decision. The community wasn't informed on this. And I thought that this was such a huge change and can affect the community for so long. I mean, for, you know.
Ever.
Forever.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I didn't like it that the community was not informed. I have not talked to one of my constituents that was in favor of that. So I try to get a feel for what the community wants. But this was really pushed through, I believe, before the community actually had adequate knowledge or input. That was number one. The second reason I voted no was because I didn't believe that the $4.4 million that we were getting, I didn't believe that that would be enough for us to compensate us for taking care of that road forever. The other thing that I was adamant about was that grain trucks, because we are a farming community, I believe that grain trucks should be able to go through the town. So they made the ordinance such that, supposedly, as of now, unless they change something, grain trucks are allowed to go, or local truck traffic that has to deliver, for instance, to Park 100 or someplace like that, or Pioneer. So those trucks are supposedly supposed to be able to go. I mean, that's what it says right now.
That's right.
Now, could it be changed someday? Probably, if an elected official decided to change it. But I question this. Okay, I am very familiar with Frankfort,
mm-hmm.
because we farm and we haul grain to ADM and so forth. Mm-hmm. So you have trucks coming through Frankfort, and say they are going to, I don't know, grain trucks hauling grain through Tipton, they're going to have to go around, inconvenience to themselves, spend extra money to go around Tipton, and then get back on 28 and then go through Elwood. It doesn't seem logical to me, but that's just my opinion, and obviously it wasn't the opinion of others.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of, was the routes and going both ways, you know, from Tipton and to Tipton through the area. You know, one thing I thought about yesterday, too, was once I read the ordinance, it seems like they want to keep the truck traffic, which I certainly understand part of that, but it also gives this relinquishment also gives the cars a chance to not go through downtown, too. So you could lose some economic money, I would think, if you give the cars another way to get around traffic.
Yeah, and that has been brought up by several people. They think it will have an economic impact on the city. I guess time will tell,
mm-hmm.
You know, to see how this all works out.
I don't know that I've got a whole lot of a lot more questions. I also have Melissa Miller here with me, who is big in the farming community and lives in northeastern part of Clinton County.
Yeah.
Did you have a thought on that,
yeah,
Melissa?
We actually, I agree with her. One, you don't do something that major without talking to the general public. You know, not only just the farmers, but you also talk to the businesses that it's going to impact. And I'm with you. My husband drives a semi. We haul a lot of grain. We've spent a lot of time in Tipton County visiting Pioneer and, you know, Cargill, you know, a lot of the other entities that you have to go through Tipton to get to. And I understand downtown is tight, and I do understand that part of it. But I'm like you. I think it's going to hurt, not only just in the traffic being diverted around. People aren't going to have a reason to go to Tipton if they can get around it.
Well, I kept asking, what's the motivation for this? And the thing is, we have, you know, they say, well, it's for the safety of the people downtown, pedestrians and so forth. As far as I know, there has never been an accident involving a semi through Tipton, as you know, and I've lived there my entire life. So I'm not sure I buy that, mm-hmm. but you know,
Yeah, I agree.
That was an argument. But also, I questioned, how are you going to enforce this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to be a problem, too.
Right.
Yeah, especially if they're leaving it open for local grain trucks, anybody who's hauling in there. I mean, Pioneer and the, excuse me, the elevators that are there, I mean, there's people that haul in there from all over.
Right. So, well, there's Cargill on the east side of town, and then Poet, where we haul a lot of our corn, is sure. in Alexandria. And so, yeah. You know, like I say, there are so many unknowns as to how this will impact our community, how it will impact the care of our roads, because if we have to upgrade or do any work on the roads that are going to be now utilized for truck traffic, you know, is there going to be enough money to take care of our county roads? Are we going to have to divert all the funds to that particular area? I mean, there are just a lot of unknowns.
Would you have to raise taxes to get some extra money for
exactly.
that and stuff?
I mean,
yeah.
So I don't know.
A lot of unknowns.
Good road.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Melissa.
100 North is really good road, but like you said, you start getting that much semi traffic down there, it's going to be gone. And
right.
That
right.
4 point is million. You know, that $1 million, it's going to be gone.
Nancy?
It is, because by the time we maintain 28 in Division, and I actually went out and measured Division Road to see, and I've had have constituents call that live along Division Road, and they are very concerned. The speed limit there is 55 miles per hour, and now they're afraid with all that truck traffic, it will impact their safety, and I understand that. And as I measured it, I thought that 28 looked wider than Division Road. And it actually is built to the standards that 28 is, except for I'm afraid we're going to have to add shoulder. The shoulder is too narrow along mm-hmm. Division Road. So there's going to have to be upgrades. And I don't think people thought when they did this, when they just jumped in and decide to have the state relinquish this area, I don't think they were thinking of all the ramifications and all the things that could happen. I don't think it was well thought through, actually.
It sure seems like it happened awful quick. I think we're talking about it a little bit now because the way I understand is there's been some signs recently put up, and the signage is starting to get people's attention, and people are starting to ask questions.
Yes, and that's absolutely understandable.
Sure. Sure. Nancy, is there anything else before we go? We've got a commercial break here in about 2 minutes. Is there anything else that you would want the public to know or anything we may have missed in this other than it's probably not over yet?
No, I think that we're just going to have to deal with it. It is a done deal. We should be getting the money, that $4.4 million, and the city will get $4.4 million. We should be getting that, I'm saying, around March. Something like that. And so this is what we're going to have to live with. And so people are just going to have to be safe, try to observe the signs. I mean, it's just a fact of life now.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're just going to have to adjust and then see what happens.
You know what will also be interesting? Someone brought this up yesterday is GPS, how this could be affected, you know, because sometimes the GPS will tell us where to go, and it's like, I know that's not right. I really need to go up a little further and over, you know, and then you start second-guessing yourself, and that could get interesting, too.
Yes, it could, and that's why I just urge the public to just slow down, just be careful until everyone gets used to the new way of doing things.
Well, Nancy, we certainly appreciate your time this morning and appreciate the relationship and having some open transparency.
Okay, well, that's what I intend to do. I try to be transparent with my constituents and of course, with everyone. So,
well, thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, thank you.